Flipping Ninja Niche Master Program, Expanding Your Pipeline. So this is one of my favorite segments and subjects to talk about in the flipping business. This is what allowed me to grow my business, my flipping business, and just kind of blow up. And I want you to do the same. So basically, it's about expanding your pipeline, meaning getting into different niches, exploiting other markets, so different categories. So for example, let's say you start out in musical instruments. That's your category. That's what you're good at. And you slowly tap into other markets. So maybe electronics or board games or clothing or furniture or cars even. So I like to always give the example of, so let's say you started out like me with Yamaha keyboards. So let's say on average, you do one deal per month. Some months you might do two or three, some just one, some just zero. But let's say average, let's say you do one deal per month that gives you a $200 profit. So you buy one keyboard and you flip it and you make $200 profit on it once a month. So you're making $200 a month, which is not bad. I mean, it's $200 every single month, which is awesome. But let's say in your market, you can't get any more than one keyboard a month. So you're pretty much topped off at one keyboard. For example, if you had a supply of, you know, nonstop low-priced keyboards you can buy low, that would be different. But it's kind of dependent upon the market. So whenever someone posts a keyboard for sale for a low price, you buy it, you know, once a month. So $200 a month. So if you just stuck with that specific niche and didn't really get into other niches or, you know, do other categories of items or other kinds of deals, that's where you top off. That's the most you're going to be able to make for the most part. It's just $200 a month because you're limiting your eye to just one thing. So now imagine if instead of just one thing, one category, Yamaha keyboards, you had 10 different categories of items that you can flip. So you suddenly created multiple flows of income from knowing, you know, being familiar with multiple different niches and categories of products. So you've got that $200 per month from the keyboards. And then let's say you also got involved with furniture. And let's say we'll just do the same thing. We'll do $200 per month. So let's say you start flipping furniture outside of keyboards, which gives you another $200 per month. Okay. And let's add even a third one. So now you're at $400 per month. Okay. You're flipping keyboards and you're flipping furniture. You're getting $400 per month average. And you're not even spending that much time, maybe 1 to 2 hours tops per week. Actually, at $400, it's probably, I'd say 1 to 2 hours might be, 2 hours might be the perfect time you spend to make that. So you got your keyboards and you've got your furniture. You're making $400 a month. Let's add a third niche category. So you suddenly get into smartphones. You start flipping smartphones, okay? On average, you're making $100 per month flipping smartphones, okay? So now you've tapped into three markets, and you've got three flows of income, and you are at $200 from the keyboards, $200 from the furniture, and $100 from the smartphones. So now you're making $500 a month. So you see how you suddenly went from keyboards, and then you widened your pipeline, and now you've got multiple flows. So now you've got three, and you're making $500 per month. So you just keep doing that. And obviously, some niches are more profitable than others. Some niches you might be more successful with just because you might prefer it, or you might be better at it, or the market, wherever you're at, favors that specific niche. So let's just throw on one more example and say board games or toys. Let's combine both of them. So toys and board games. Let's say you got another $200 per month from that. So now you're at $700 per month, and you see how you just keep adding on. Now, typically, for me personally, the furniture niche is, I make way more than just $200 per month. I'd say up to $700 per month just from furniture flips. So as you can see, it's easy to make, you know, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 per month as you continue to widen and get familiar with different markets. So here's the problem. If you're limited to just one thing, and you don't have the courage to learn about other markets, you're going to stay where you are. You're going to make the same money. And basically, you're going to be limited to the same number of deals a day, a week, or a month. And you don't want to miss out on that additional business if it's right there in front of you. If you're out there searching for those deals anyway, you don't want to miss out on, you don't want to leave money on the table. So what you want to do is you want to keep the cash flowing. So while you're looking around, just don't limit yourself to one thing. Look at every different category. Look at everything. Literally, like, it could be the most random thing, or even, you know, let's say appliances even. You know, a lot of people would never even think about appliances because they feel like they can't do that. Like, oh, I can't do appliances. That's like, no, I mean, the more you expand your pipeline and get into different niches, the more money you're going to make. And you just become more and more of like a money magnet. So always be hunting for your niche items, aka anything and everything. So as far as having the courage to do that, now here's the cool thing about flipping. And that is, as you expand your pipeline and get into different categories of markets, you're not just getting into them, but you're actually learning in the process. So you're learning about them so that you can continue to make even more money and keep monetizing that niche in the future. So simply, you know, Googling something or researching something, there might be something that makes you $100 now, or like, let's do $50. Let's say you get into something you're completely unfamiliar with. You make $100 off of it. In the future, it might serve you and allow you to make, you know, 10 times that. So you just have to go into it with courage and keep expanding. So when I say look at everything to buy and sell, to get more specific, I want you to start getting creative about what your next niche will be. So think about what's trending in the market. Electronics, board games, coffee mugs even. Like I mentioned before, there are people out there who are making, you know, $5,000 per month just from selling coffee mugs and other small items on eBay. So, you know, really start thinking about what people buy and sell. You know, think about necessities. For example, people are always moving. They always need things like furniture, you know, appliances, kitchen appliances, washers, dryers, pretty much other necessities that you can think of. But cell phones, really think about the market and get creative. And there's also, you got different markets. So for example, maybe you've got people moving, but then you've got subcategories within that niche. So you've got college students who might need something cheaper and can't afford much. You've got maybe middle class people who are willing to spend, you know, are looking for a bargain. You've got the smaller market of the, you know, wealthier people even, who, where, you know, price is not an issue. So just as an example, I recently bought this piece. It's like almost like a Greek / Roman looking vanity thing with these giant pillars. I mean, this thing is top 10 most expensive things I've ever flipped, but I did some research on it and it's a $7,000 piece. So this thing I got from $200 at a thrift store, and it's a $7,000 piece, and the company who makes it, they hand make these things in the Philippines. So it's a piece that you'd see in like some giant mansion or like old school, like, you know, Victorian type mansion, but it's these beautiful, awesome pillars with, it's super awesome. You might see, or you should see the picture or video of it on my website. I'll make sure to post it up there so you guys can see. But you got just random awesome things like that. Like, that's probably, so I bought it, but it's probably something, try and post it up as soon as possible so that you could get it in front of as many eyeballs as possible. That way you're not sitting on it for so long. Think about what's easy to flip as well. You don't have to find things that are hard. Like, some things are just hard to sell. I'm not saying that they won't sell, but they're just harder to sell. Or maybe, you know, you're not at that level where you can successfully sell it, or you're not experienced enough yet. But the fact is, you don't have to flip things that are hard to flip. I mean, think about what's easy to flip. Maybe things you can buy and clean, repair, improve, and then just, you know, flip them for a profit, or things like that. Now, you don't want to stick to flipping things that are easy for too long. It's great starting out because it really builds momentum and then it completely gets your mindset primed for this business. I mean, you've made money from it. You've flipped things successfully. It actually works. You know, that now you've got that increased boost of confidence. So once you get that, don't limit yourself to making more money by not getting into other niches and not learning new things. So you want to be constantly learning every single day, whether it's learning more about a product or an item or a whole category of items, or learning how to streamline your business and learning how to, you know, getting creative with making more money or expanding and scaling your business, etc. Also think about the geographical part. Are you willing to travel further for an awesome deal? Are you willing to drive maybe an hour to make $200? So you got to think about things like that. For me personally, it depends on the deal. I mean, if I have to drive 1 hour to buy something and I'm only making like $40 on it, I might not. I probably won't do it. Actually, for sure, I wouldn't do it if it's only $40 on one deal. But for example, if it was like $100 or like $150 or $200, I would probably do it. It really depends on my schedule and if I think it's worth the time. But again, you don't want to block your pipeline. You don't want to block that. So once you expand your pipeline, it's going to lead to a better life. You know, take a small risk and discover something new. Just learn about a completely new category of things. Product knowledge. So your product knowledge is going to start increasing as you do more research. You know, do things like go through the four weapons of determining value, look for websites with info or, you know, fan interest in forums, and also look at other people's ads. You can learn a lot by looking at other people's ads, because a lot of times if you Google an item, for example, and you look at the ad description from the manufacturer's site, it doesn't give it to you all. Like, you know, like it sounds like it was written like from a magazine or from the company's perspective. So that's fine and all to get info from, but if you try and maybe, you know, study someone else's ad, like a real person who posted it up for sale, they might be able to word it in, you know, normal conversational human talk, if you know what I mean. And so whether that's explaining the product better or in a way that connects more with the buyer and builds trust with the buyer, knowing that, you know, when a buyer reads an ad written well by an owner, a person who's actually owned it, they feel more connected because it doesn't sound like a company wrote it and they're just trying to, you know, exaggerate with describing the item and making it like some awesome like thing. So, you know, really study other people's ads. That is a huge thing to do to increase your product knowledge. Also, look for ways to increase your knowledge on, you know, ways to clean and fix up your items too. So think about how you can improve it using the least effort and the least time. And it might just be even just a little bit of paint, for example, if it's like a furniture piece. But the more you increase your knowledge on ways to improve, clean, or fix, or repair things, the more money you're going to make, because you can take on a much broader category of items. You can take things that are in, you know, maybe not the best condition, and you can fix them up and monetize them, whereas most people might not want to deal with it because they can't clean it or they can't fix it. So you really want to take advantage of those opportunities. Expand your knowledge on ways to clean and fix your items up. And yeah, so words and phrases that catch the seller's attention. So like I said before about, you know, ads that you might come across from the manufacturer's site, you might need to change the language of the ad to satisfy that market or your new market. So for example, one of my friends is a freaking like professional at writing descriptions for furniture. She makes them sound, it's like the perfect balance. So for example, if you might come across a furniture description on like the manufacturer's website that just kind of, it doesn't sound human. It sounds completely like, like elegance, this and that, to like, you know, make your guests feel whatever, this and that. I can't even think of something right now for it, but it doesn't have that human touch to it. And it sounds like it was manufactured from, you know, like a copywriter wrote it
almost like it's a cookie cutter type description. So one of my friends, she's super good at writing descriptions for furniture and picking up on the different features and benefits of them. And she's able to write them where they have the perfect balance of that human touch while it's really painting the picture and selling the furniture, you know, getting people emotionally involved and, you know, persuading them on why they should buy it. It's funny, just yesterday there was a dresser, a wooden dresser with a mirror that I sold, and I posted it up for sale, and then I had my friend write the description for me, and she completely nailed it. I mean, she killed it. I got a call 2 days later. They came over and looked at the dresser, and they're like, it's funny because they specifically mentioned, they're like, yeah, you had a really good ad. And it's funny, I told them that one of my friends, she's a furniture freak. She's just really good at that. But definitely the words you use in your ad are going to make a difference and make you more money if you learn to use them properly. And another thing is, you know, just be patient. I mean, learning all of this is going to take time. It's not going to happen overnight. It's one of those things where, you know, reading a book or going through my blueprint, yeah, it's going to lay down that foundation for you and give you a ton of knowledge. But ultimately, the knowledge that will truly, you know, help and, you know, make the difference is the only way to get it is with time. And it's going to come once you start doing deals and just keep moving forward with it. And trust me, the knowledge, it's completely worth it because the more knowledge you have, the more money you're going to make. And general thing to say to you is focus on how much capital and space you have. So there's no reason to get into debt in this business. And I will show you how to start for free. So you don't even have to have money to get started making money. Also think about storage. If you get to that level where you're just, you know, doing so many deals and you just simply don't have much more, like basically adding more space will make you money. Think about, you know, renting maybe a storage unit as well. That's always an option if you have the money and profits. I know for some people it can be a complete game changer, but for others, they may not be producing enough revenue and profits and sales that it would be worth it or a good idea. So think about storage space. You know, maybe you've got a section in your house that you can use, like a room, corner, or even a garage space where you could store your things, your inventory. But that's one thing to think about. So summary of this whole segment is don't limit yourself to one niche. Expand your pipeline. Get into, you know, different niches, different markets, appliances, clothing, cars, toys, board games, electronics, random things, antiques, furniture. I don't know if I said that already. And just anything you can think of. There's so many random things you can profit on. And especially just walking into a thrift store. You know, you just walk into a thrift store, there's probably potential to make over $1,000 from one trip. But the problem is most people haven't gotten to that level where they can see all the deals. So I want you to really go into it now, you know, understanding that fact. So go into things with the eye for the deal. So constantly look at profit margins. And also remember that everything sells and always have the confidence to buy. And that sums it up for this segment.